So if we bring it all together, and we'll talk more on Thursday about it, is we have in the left the column of our perceptual coding, what we can use in terms of creating marks. We can where we put things, how big we make it, the orientation, the texture, the shape, the color, the shading, the depth cues we provide, the surface properties we create, the motion, how things move, if there is stereo information. Then in terms of the grouping principles, how close things are, how similar, if things are continuous, are they connected by lines, are things enclosed and contained. So all of these things can be used to create artifacts, visual artifacts that the visual system can interact with and interpret, in order then through this interpretation to get an understanding of the data that they're looking at, these large amounts of data that we want to make available. From the computer perspective, we can offer these different interactions. Direct manipulation, we've talked about that already. Immediate feedback, we have a sense of what needs to happen. Link display and animated shift of focus. Animated shift of focus, you'll see an example of it shortly in a video. Dynamic sliders will cover a next lecture. Semantic zooming as well. Focus on context, we get a little bit of a taste of it today. And then details on demand and output and input we'll cover in more detail as we go forward. Remember from Tufte how the name of the game is we try to communicate as much information in the smallest amount of space in the shortest amount of time so that people can absorb a lot of data. And so how do we do that? We maximize the data to ink ratio, we maximize the data density, and we minimize the life factor so that the visual artifact we create, what it seems to suggest to the viewer, corresponds to the actual underlying value of the data that's being represented. This is all in compact form. You'll see examples how we apply it, and that when the course is coming to a close, this will be sort of more hopefully second nature to you in terms of how to think about these visualization tools and how to categorize them and take them apart and understand them. What are they doing? Which specific interactions are they leveraging? What perceptual coding principles do they use? And are they effective at increasing information density?